A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Gird yourselves and weep, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God. The house of your God is deprived of offering and libation. Proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the elders, all who dwell in the land, into the house of the Lord your God, and cry to the Lord. Alas, the day, for near is the day of the Lord, and it comes as ruin from the Almighty. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all who dwell in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Yes, it is near, a day of darkness and of gloom, a day of clouds and somberness, like dawn spreading over the mountains, a people numerous and mighty. Their like has not been from of old, nor will it be after them, even to the years of distant generations. The word of the Lord. The language of both urgency and solemnity of this reading from the prophet Joel certainly immediately engages our attention. In fact, its immediacy feels very contemporary to me. There are so many days when I read the newspaper or watch cable news that I just want to cry and cry out to God, "Where are you? Where are you in all the bad news of natural disasters, human catastrophes, wars, famines, ethnic cleansings, human trafficking, and on and on?" I know, all believers know, that God is somehow there in the midst of it all. Yet are we not all frequently feeling overwhelmed by so many alarming and dire reports of global, national, local news? The devastating locust plague, which is the background for today's first reading, felt overwhelming to the prophet Joel, and it aroused him to dramatically summon the people, especially the priests and temple personnel, to prayer and penance, to let God know how they were feeling. Weep, O priests, wail, O ministers of the altar, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the elders, and cry to the Lord. The plague is akin to the day of the Lord, the day of reckoning. Would it not feel like that, a day of darkness and gloom, of clouds and somberness? Lamentation is the only appropriate prayer response to such a situation. So their prayer takes that form, the form of a lament. Is it not for us also the most appropriate prayer response to the plagues, that is, the bad news of our day? Should we not be weeping and wailing, trembling and gathering together to complain to God? That is what the prayer of lament is, a complaining, a grieving, a resisting. A lament brings our anger and despair before God. Many psalms do this. In fact, one-third of them are laments, and we know how harsh their language can be. Yet laments are also expressions of faith in God in the midst of our confusions and despair. Hope shines through a lament as well. From out of a very deep place in our souls, somehow we catch at least a glimpse, a glimmer of light in the darkness of our desperation, a gift to cling to. That very thin but very tough thread for us to hang on to trust beyond the darkness in the one who is light. It's almost like lamenting the darkness into light. An image from the Benedictus, that frequently recited song of Zechariah, captures the experience poetically. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to shine on those in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.